$100 MBA Show, the business podcast that gets you pumped about business and gives you the tools and strategies you need with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. And before I begin today's lesson, let me just apologize. I'm a little bit under the weather. You'll hear my voice is a little bit nasally, but the show must go on. And I got to deliver your lesson for the day today. So in today's lesson, you will learn how to manage risk in your business. Every single business out there will have a margin of risk, will have some level of risk. You can have the best business idea, the best business strategy, the best products, the best service, but there's always some sort of risk involved. Some unforeseen thing could happen. Not everything is in your control. But as an entrepreneur, your job is to manage risk, to make sure that when you make decisions in your business, that you keep the risk in control as much as possible. And what I mean by that is that I'm going to show you today how whenever you're making a decision, you got to see what's the worst case scenario. How are you able to be able to get out of that situation with minimal loss? So your risk is quite manageable. I'm going to give you some really great tips when it comes to this, especially when it comes to the way you spend in your business and the way you actually take chances in your business. I can't wait to get into it, guys. So let's get down to business. Today's episode of the $100 MBA Show is sponsored by Mack Weldon. Mack Weldon specializes in amazing men's undergarments and activewear. Now, as many of you know, I had a clothing line myself, so I know great quality when I see it. Mack Weldon believes in smart design, uses premium fabrics, and has an amazingly easy online shopping experience. I just bought a few things online from their store, and it was really, really easy. But their products are just as amazing. All their products are naturally antimicrobial. That means it eliminates odor. And that's great when we're talking about underwear, guys. And I'm telling you guys, this stuff is really, really comfortable. Their underwears, I have a hoodie from them. And they believe in their product so much that if you buy your first pair of underwear and you don't like it, you can keep it and they'll still refund you. So you really got nothing to lose. So go to MackWeldon.com and use promo code MBA and save 20% off. Again, that's MackWeldon, MackWeldon.com and use promo code MBA. Not everything you do in your business is going to be a surefire thing, a proven methodology that has a predictable outcome. Many things you do, many of the decisions you make will have some element of risk. And your job as an entrepreneur, as a smart entrepreneur, is not to be afraid of risk, not try to avoid it, but to manage it. Because of course, with any risk, there is reward. You know, starting a software company, something that I am very proud of, there's a lot of risk involved. There's a lot of overhead. There's a lot of money I have to put in place before I actually launch. And hopefully I produce a product that people like. There's a lot of risk in there, but I can manage that risk by going very minimal viable at the start, having the very minimal version of my product to make sure that I don't spend too much money on something that people don't want. And that's rule number one or tip number one when it comes to managing risk. Whatever you decide to do, whether it's a decision for the whole business, like the whole business idea, like that software example I just gave you with my business, Webinar Ninja, or with a simple decision like adding a new product to your product line, always start minimal viable. Start small. If you have a clothing shop, online or offline, if you think that a certain type of clothing, a certain design of shirt will sell really well, don't buy 20,000 pieces. Don't buy 1,000 pieces. Buy 20 pieces. Get some sizes, put it in your store, and see how your customers react. Even if your profit margins are not that large with only 20 pieces, I know that when you buy in bulk, you're going to get a bigger profit margin, but that's not the purpose of this exercise. The purpose here is to see how risky is this decision. If I buy 20 pieces, will it sell? Because if it doesn't sell on 20 pieces, then it's definitely not going to sell on 20,000. And you're stuck with a whole bunch of stock. Trust me, I've been there. So start small. Even if you break even, even if the profit margins are not that significant, it's worth the exercise to find out if this is what people want. So start small. You want to start a marketing firm? Don't start with a huge amount of money and an office and all that stuff. Just help one person with their marketing. Be a freelancer. See how that works out. Do you get the results that your customers want? Start small. So that's rule number one when it comes to managing your risk. Minimal viable, start small. Rule number two, never borrow money when you're doing that exercise. Say, for example, you want to test out a new product. Don't go out and take a loan. Don't use your credit card for that matter. You shouldn't need to because it's a small investment. It's a small product or a small amount of products. The worst thing you could do is get yourself in financial risk or financial stress. And this is when managing risk gets really, really tricky because you don't want to be in debt on a failed project. You got to keep moving forward with your business, but you're still paying that debt. So if it's too big of a price to pay and use from your revenue or from your own liquid cash from your business, then it's not time to try that out. Wait a little bit. Be a little bit patient. When you do have the cash, try it out on a minimal viable thing. Do not borrow money on that. A lot of people say, hey, what's the difference between if I save my cash and use that cash to buy the product to test it out versus just putting it on the card or getting a loan for it? One word, interest. Interest is a killer. People don't realize how much money they spend on interest. If you have a mortgage, that's a great example. Take a look at your mortgage. Take a look at the price, the actual price that you bought your house for. Like you closed the house was sold for, let's say, $150,000. Now, take a look at your payments over how many months you're spending. If you have a 30-year mortgage, 30 times 12, that's how many months you have. What's your monthly payments? Calculate that and you'll see you're actually paying a whole lot more than what you actually bought the house for, the actual sale price. And that's because interest is a killer. Now, I know that's a very extreme example because it's a long period of time, but it's still applicable when it comes to borrowing in your business. All right, I know I stress that because it's really important. I don't want to see you guys be in a situation where you're in debt and you're stressed out and you can't continue in your business because of that. All right, so one, minimal viable, start small. Two, do not borrow money to try these experiments out. All right, number three, one of the best ways to manage risk in your business is to always have a simple accounting spreadsheet. Now, a lot of people don't like accounting in business or finance, but it's a lifesaver when it comes to reducing your stress levels and your risk in your business. And when I say an accounting sheet, I just mean a simple spreadsheet that will catalog all your expenses and all your revenue each month. That way you can know your profit, your net profit, the profit you've made after all your expenses are paid. You should always have this. This is something very simple and it is a lifesaver. And you should refer back to the sheet often because your sales are going to change. So those numbers are going to change as well as your actual expenses. They may go up, they may go down depending on the changes you make in your business. So what does this have to do with managing risk? Well, if you have a healthy net profit, meaning that you know that you're making an abundance of profit after all your expenses, and that includes paying yourself, paying your own personal expenses for your own life, then you could be a lot more risky. You could take more risks in your business. But you could take those risks with the surplus of profit. So say, for example, after all your expenses, your profit is $10,000. You've paid yourself, and now you're around $6,000. You could play around with that $6,000 and try and experiment with the things I mentioned before with a minimal viable idea. Now, the risk is very much managed here and lowered because your business expenses are taken care of. Your business is not going to go under because you've already paid off all your expenses. And you're not going to live on the street because you already took care of your expenses. So whatever that amount of money is left, you could take some risks with that. Manageable risks, again, being minimal viable and trying things out. This will put you a little bit more at ease and make you feel like it's not such a big risk and it's more like an investment. My fourth and final tip is very important. Whatever you decide to invest in, whatever you decide to try in your business or do, make sure you study it. You know it back and forth. But don't go to extremes. You don't have to be the expert. Let me give you an example. Say, for example, you want to use some money by running some Facebook ads. You've never done Facebook ads before and you want to give it a try. You heard it's really good. You don't have the time really to do it yourself, but you'd like to hire somebody to do it for you. But you have to have some sort of strategy. You got to know what you're doing. What are you running the ads for? What are you targeting? Are you running the ads for a webinar? Is it for a freemium, a free ebook you're giving out? Is it to a sales page? So it's good for you to be acquainted with strategies using Facebook ads. Understanding how much things cost. Understanding what winning looks like. What are some of the conversion rates that people in your market get? It's going to differ on every market, but if in your market, you know, it costs you $3 a lead using Facebook ads, then you need to know that because when you hire somebody and they don't get you those profits, then you know something's up. You know that, you know, maybe this person's not great at this job. If they do hit those targets or go beyond those targets, then you know that they're a winner. It's really risky when you don't know what you're doing. So another good way to manage risk is when you're starting something new, trying something new, get a good general understanding about it. Understand what success looks like in that area. Guys, I got more on today's topic, but before that, I got to give love to today's sponsor, Earth Class Mail. Guys, if you're looking to start a business straight from your house, one of the things I really recommend you do is have a business address. You want to make sure that you separate your business from your life. You don't want people showing up at your door. And Earth Class Mail sets you up with a great business address. Not only that, but all the mail that gets sent to that address, they scan it for you and they put it up in the cloud so you can review it online anywhere you are. You can even hook it up with all your services. So you can pay invoices, pay bills. It's incredible. No more paper mail. And best of all, EarthClass Mail is hooking us all up with a free month. So try them out. Just go to earthclassmail.com/MBA month and use promo code MBA month. Again, that's earthclassmail.com/MBA month, promo code MBA month. Guys, to wrap up today's lesson, business can be risky at times. It can be scary. I'm the first to admit that. I've lost a lot of time, a lot of money, a lot of effort into a lot of ideas in businesses in the past. And I've learned a lot of hard lessons, and this is why I wanted to deliver today's lesson. But you can't avoid risk altogether. You just got to look it in the face and size it up and make a decision on what you're going to do. You also got to remember that we don't do well in our business when we're stressed out. Especially when it comes to financial stress. It's a killer, guys. I know that I might be preaching to the choir here, but seriously, take the four things I mentioned today, going minimal viable with a very simple version of your idea or product, never borrowing money to take a risk, having a very simple accounting sheet so you can know that you can take risks with your surplus, and number four, understanding what you're getting into very well, so you know what success looks like. Guys, I hope that helps, and I hope that you've enjoyed today's lesson. If you did, let us know in an iTunes rating and review. By leaving us an iTunes rating and review, you help us get more exposure on iTunes. And also, when you leave us an iTunes rating and review, enter our weekly random draw to win a free ride, a free lifetime membership to the $100 MBA training and community. Every Friday, we give away a free ride to somebody who's left us an iTunes rating and review. Often I give shout-outs to people that have given us reviews on episodes, but today I want to give a special shout-out to Edgar. We just got back from San Diego, and I just met Edgar randomly at a local restaurant. He stopped me and said, "Hey, I listened to your show, The $100 MBA Show. I really enjoy it. Keep it going." I wanted to recognize Edgar and say thanks so much for taking the time to just stop me and say thank you, as well as listening to the show, and we're going to keep on going as long as you guys keep on listening. Thank you so much. And before I go, I want to leave you with this. I know we talked about risk today, and sometimes that could be kind of intimidating or stressful. But don't let that hold you back. Don't let that fear of risk hold you back from starting a business. There's risk in everything we do. There's a risk in getting a job and taking a more traditional route. If it's in you, if you want to be a business owner, if you want to be an entrepreneur, you owe it to yourself to give it a shot, to give it all you got. In a lot of ways, business is an emotional game. Is knowing how to manage your fears, managing your emotions, the way you feel about the things that are going on. Understand that there are challenges along the way, but we can manage these challenges and keep moving forward. All right, guys, I hope that helps, and I hope to see you in tomorrow's episode. I'll see you then. Take care.